Hello. I'm glad you've decided to join me for this journey. Together, we are going to explore deep relaxation and a guided experience in a new land. First, please make sure you're comfortable and warm. You could sit or lie down, whatever is most comfortable. But please ensure there will be no distractions from phones, computers, or any other interruptions for the next half an hour or so. Please also ensure that you are wearing comfortable and loose clothing, or, if you prefer, are naked. This will not be an erotic audio, but whatever makes you feel most comfortable. You are free to stop this audio at any time. Or move to get more comfortable. The key is that you reach a point of total relaxation. Good. In order to help you feel more relaxed, I would like you to allow me to guide you in a few breathing exercises to focus your body and mind and to encourage your imagination. Take a deep breath in through your nose and release it slowly through your mouth and again in through your nose and out through your mouth. As you breathe in, feel the rise of your chest. As you breathe out, let your chest fall. As you breathe in, hear how my voice rises with you. And as you breathe out, my voice follows you down. Breathe in through your nose and out through your mouth. Breathe in and release your tension. Breathe in and let your chest fall. In and down. Continue breathing at this pace as we take the next step towards your relaxation. Allow your body to take over with a slow, calm, natural rhythm. Close your eyes or focus your gaze on one spot in the room. Get ready to relax further, getting comfortable. Center yourself and allow time for your breathing to begin to calm you. Let's use progressive muscle relaxation to start to physically relax your body. The movement of each exercise will help you to decrease any residual anxious energy and helpfully stop you fidgeting. Begin with your shoulders. Raise your shoulders up towards your ears. Hold this tension, holding the muscles of your shoulders very tight. Hold it for a moment. Now, breathing out as you go, let your shoulders relax, dropping into a comfortable, loose position. Feel your shoulders lowering as the muscles relax. Now, squeeze your jaws shut, holding the muscles of your mouth and jaws very tight. Close your eyes and squeeze them shut as well, holding the tension of the muscles of your face. Hold for a moment more. And breathing out, now relax. Allow your jaw to drop slightly to wherever it is most comfortable, letting the muscles of your face and jaw become loose and relaxed. Let the muscles relax completely and feel a calm, fluid feeling in your face. Now, point your toes away from your feet, tensing the muscles in the back of your legs, all the way from your feet to your knees to your hips. Hold your legs very rigid, keeping the muscles tight and tense. Feel the muscles becoming tired, wanting to give up the tension. Hold it a little longer, squeeze tighter for a moment, and now relax. Release the muscles, feeling the back of your legs relax. Again, point your toes away from your body. Hold the muscles in your legs taut and solid. Keep it there. Wiggle your toes once or twice. And now, let the tension dissipate. Feel your legs and your feet relaxing completely. Your legs feel so limp and loose. It is a pleasant, comfortable feeling of relaxation, sinking into where you are resting, allowing it to hold you up. Take a deep breath in, feeling the tension in your chest and stomach as you hold that breath. Allow your chest and stomach to release as the breath escapes slowly. Try that again. Take a deep breath in through your nose. Hold that tension in your chest and stomach. Release the breath slowly through your mouth and allow it to let your body relax. And again, in through your nose. Hold that tension in your chest. And then release it slowly out through your mouth. Now, roll your neck a little, stretch it shoulder to shoulder, and let it fall back naturally. Feel that relaxation flood down your back to join the smooth relaxation in your legs. Now take a moment to notice any areas of tension in your body. Relax those areas now. Your body will use this to continue to relax, deeper and deeper, loose, heavy, fluid, relaxed. Now that you're starting to feel more calm, focus on your hands. Let's do some calm, slow, non-fidgeting movements that will help your hands relax. Open them wide, stretching, reaching to stretch your arms too, stretching your hands open as far as they'll go, and release. Let's do that again. Open your hands wide, stretch out your fingers as far away from each other as they will go, and release. Now close your hands into fists and hold them tightly shut. Squeeze them. Squeeze, hold that tension. Tighter for a moment and release. Open your hands again, stretching right up to the fingertips. Close your fist tightly, squeezing once again. 3, 2, 1, and release. Now relax, allowing your hands to go limp. Feel how relaxed your hands are now. You have released the fists you are holding, and with it any tension. Your hands may even feel warm and tingly. Enjoy that sensation. Now rest your hands at your sides or on your lap. Feel them go completely slack. Let the muscles relax entirely, holding no tension in your hands. Release the tension into the air, like letting go of a balloon. You no longer need it. Your hands are feeling very heavy, very relaxed. A tingly feeling of calm fills your hands. You are feeling very still. Slowly, you find your body is very heavy. Your hands are so heavy, so relaxed, that they will remain simply still, relaxing into a feeling of warmth and heaviness. The heavy feeling is so calm and pleasant. Just relax now, not needing to focus on anything other than my voice. Relaxed. Calm. Serene. A pleasant feeling of stillness. Hello there. You have made an interesting choice. The Great Bazaar here in Eberpach. Not the most relaxing of environments, but certainly one of the most vibrant sights in all of Seldaran. We stand here in the shifting heat of the Gold Waste. Hot, isn't it? Every building throws off these shimmering waves of heat. Over many decades, the Lacetanes, once nomadic like their Kavadanai cousins in the Frozen North, have come together in the spirit of trade. Much as halflings the world over, they have brought peoples together and encouraged the free movement of information and goods. Though, I will say, Eberpach is not without its black markets. You'll notice it's a bustling center of civilization. Unlikely in the middle of the Gold Waste, since there's very little beyond its walls except shimmering sand and pale rock. There was originally an oasis here, a small one, where traditionally the Singing Man's hut stood. Now it is much expanded to accommodate the hundreds of dwellings, stalls, taverns, stores and more that now populate Eberpach. Of course, the biggest spectacle is the bazaar herself. It is a halfling habit, of course, to refer to anything relating to trade as she, in order of Malatine, goddess of trade and commerce. Her shrines can be found dotted about the markets. They're often perched on top of stall flags or hanging from the silk and linen canopies. In fact, it can be quite a fun challenge to attempt to spot them all. Since we're heading that way, let's pass by the oasis itself and explore the markets from there. Watch your head. Some of these older passageways have arches that were built with only the halflings in mind. Many of the taller folk have come a cropper down here after not paying enough attention to their surroundings.
Dobrý den, no, no. still waiting for now.
Love you.
Did you know? Malatine is said to have visited this very oasis in the between times, whilst establishing trade routes with mountain giants. If you peek between the boardwalk and the water's edge, there are stones encircled with desert lilies that the Lacertaine believe are marked with her footprints. They consider Emberparch to be something of a holy city, the only one the halflings can be said to hold. Here. The fig trees are beautiful in their own way, don't you think? They are laden with fruit half the year, and the Lacertaines train these special monkeys to do their harvesting for them. The monkeys themselves are bought from the Ulrani jungle, and are not native to the gold waste itself. However, they are treated like princes here, and even have their own special palace in which they reside with their trainers. Fig wine is a speciality here, and often served in ornate glass tipple cups as a celebration when an important deal is struck. Merchants jealously guard special vintages, and often compete in an intricate social movements to show off their collection. Traditionally, it is served alongside iced water, the provision of which is the job of a specially employed ceremonial mage. Often, these mages also act as oracles, casting fortunes for favourable deals and good harvests for their employers. Have you spotted the secret of the oasis? Look carefully at the water. Its surface ripples, unusual for a still pool. That is thanks to the Arhelene. It is a magical stone, unearthed centuries ago by the original Lacertaine nomads. It creates a steady stream of water, constantly. It is considered the marvel of the gold waste, a divine gift from Atalaman herself. The nomads placed the Arhelene in the oasis pool and allowed life to flourish in the valley. Rather than exploit the resource to wanderers looking to cross the desert, they opened it to all and established the Emberparch. Here. From this spot, we can see down the three main streets of the bazaar, Olos, Garros, and Itanima, named of course for Malatine's three sons. There is no real structure beyond these three streets. Shops and stores are set up wherever there is space, so fruit merchants can be found neighbouring goldsmiths or furriers. Although, watch your coin pouch. As with all centres of trade, there are cut purses and pickpockets here that will take advantage of wanderers distracted by the bazaar's many attractions. Here is one of the city's grocers. Good morning. They are famed for the quality of their produce. Though not much actually grows here naturally, farmers who have set up a permanent storefront sometimes send mature plants to ripen in the glorious sun. Those grocers who are middlemen obtain their wares from the great winding caravan routes that connect this city to the rest of the world. See, that's how it's possible to buy snowberries this far south and in such fierce heat. These look lovely and ripe, too.
Silks, madam. The finest you will find from here to the mountains, I guarantee.
No, thank you, we're just browsing. Fabrics are a big trade here. You'll notice every few stalls is trading in some form of cloth. It's because they travel well, and the colours look so vibrant in the sunlight. You just don't get the same effect in Cazador, funnily enough. The exceptions from the higgledy-piggledy nature of the bazaar are the spice grinders. They can be found at the end of Itanima. We'll reach them soon. They need to be together to benefit from the woven wind guards that protect their wares against being caught up in rough sandstorms that blow the city every so often. After all, who wants to buy nutmeg mixed with sand? The spices are so colourful, aren't they? A perfect backdrop to the vibrant city. You can find almost anything here, from powders for cooking to ground herbs for making potions and magical oils to pigments for cloth and paints. It is said that if ever there is a time when all the grinding wheels are still, all the colour will drain from the world. That's why in the corner here you'll spot a ceremonial grindstone that is kept running at all hours by a street urchin paid coin for its trouble. Ah, here is a pot stall. Here you can buy the special earthenware jars and dishes that the artisans of the region are renowned for. I'm sure you've seen this design before. It's reached everywhere in the world. The nomads were the first peoples to discover the properties of clay, and learned how to bake it in hard, white rocks in the northern edge of the desert. No kiln required. Over time, they began to add colour to the clay to get these white designs with colourful dots and delicate swirls. Far too fragile for a life like mine on the road, of course, but I do have several vases at home that I treasure. Here and there, you may spot lassitane girls sat on blankets nestled between the stalls. They are offering their services as artists. The whirling dotted markings you see the halflings wearing are not tattoos, but dyed onto their skin with special ointment. The girls trained for many years under elder women to learn the symbols and designs of their people. It is not exclusive, should you wish to be painted in such a manner. It is, in fact, considered by the lassitane a respectful act by visitors to the city, and many obtain marks of the pilgrim before travelling with the monks out to the Atalaman's great sun temple in the Gold Waste, which, by the way, is well worth a visit even if you're not on a personal pilgrimage as such. There are markings to ward off bad luck for travellers, for those looking for a spouse, to mercenaries for hire. The lassitane can read each other like books, handy in the desert when a sandstorm kicks up so loud you cannot hear each other over the roar. Although, be wary of the low buildings with the blue silk drapes. They are gaming dens. The lassitane take gambling very seriously. Many deals are struck across a table in there. They play with dice carved from the great cave lions, found only deep in the desert. The dice are heirlooms, and so rare are the hunts for the lions that dice can be handed down 4 generations or more before new ones are made. There are many superstitions involved, not for the casual gamer, and certainly not a way to make quick gold. If you are looking for entertainment, however, the city is very different at night. The nomads originally travelled after sundown, and many have retained a few of their nighttime habits. Even the markets here remain open all night. Perhaps sometime we should take a walk under the stars through the bazaar.